When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And now on Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy, the back page with David Riccio.
Morning, David.
Good morning, boys.
Yeah, what a day for the Sharks yesterday.
Yeah, certainly high in emotion on a number of fronts, guys. It was never a dull day in the great game of rugby league. And to Vossi's point, I don't think anyone saw Dale Finucane's announcement coming yesterday. It was held with probably the level of respect and professionalism of which Dale's carried his entire career by the Sharks, going through a pretty stringent process with Dale to get to yesterday's point in time where he announced that after 251 first grade games, he was hanging up the boots on the grounds of, you know, numerous meetings and seeking counsel from medical opinion, and that after, you know, too many head knocks, it wasn't worth the risk of playing on again. I really got a sense that this has happened swiftly, guys. And even at yesterday's press conference when Dale was talking, it was clear that it hadn't hit him yet, that it was all over. He spoke about only phoning his parents last Thursday prior to Sunday's game, that he'd played his last game. And there was a genuine shock still in the way Dale was talking that he will no longer be playing the great game.
And so that was the uplifting story from the Sharks yesterday. Mm. Just before we move on to the story that wasn't great, your understanding of the cap money, medically retired, money freed.
Yeah, look, I had these conversations with Sharks officials down at the press conference yesterday because that's exactly where the question always goes next in relation to what happens next for the salary cap of the Sharks. And I've got to say, such was the swiftness of this decision that the Sharks haven't even really got to that point in sitting down with the NRL to work out what this year means. It's pretty clear that on the basis of a medical retirement, the Sharks will have Dale Finucane's money to spend next year. He only had next year to run, guys, 2025. And my understanding is that salary came back a fair bit from what the first 3 years of that deal was to be sitting in and around the $300,000 to $350,000 mark next year. So the Sharks will have that to spend now on the basis of Dale's retirement. But it's a matter of what this year looks like and whether they can pro rata whatever is left remaining in the months or remaining on Dale's salary and contract this year. So a little bit that will be worked out, but there will be some money to spend. And clearly the Sharks need it to retain the player they most want to retain, and that is Jack Williams, who's just been a mainstay of the Cronulla pack. He's currently off contract, and it would have been tight, guys. I actually don't know how they were going to keep Jack Williams. I spoke with him on the weekend, did a story with him for the Sunday telly, and you won't hear a more passionate person that wants to remain at the Sharks. So I think this Finucane retirement will definitely aid the possibility of Jack Williams remaining at the Sharks.
All right, let's go over the drama at the Sharks yesterday. Is everything that needs to be known of the Braden Trindle case being printed today, that it was house party of teammate Toby Rudolph, who's not drinking at the moment? Party ends at midnight, is pulled over for a random breath test 9:40 a.m. on Monday on the way to the recovery session for the first grade side.
Yeah.
We hear the reading, the alcohol reading 0.125, test positive to an illicit substance, and also had a suspended or no license. No license, yeah. Suspended. A failure to register, unregistered license. So
yeah.
Is that all of it? Is anything more going to come out?
Yeah, my understanding is that Braden Trindle's been open and honest from the outset here in relation to the incident. both failing the roadside alcohol and drug test, he communicated from the roadside when it was unfolding to the Sharks officials. And at that point, they also asked questions in relation to other players. And it's my understanding that there are no other players involved in this. And it is Trindle's incident and incident alone. It ticks every box of being idiotic, guys. It really does. And it's difficult to comprehend how, for everything that's going smooth sailing down at the Sharks, how Trindle could fall down this trap.
David, he's just locked in. Like, he's just, you know, it's taken him a fair while to get into first grade, to become a regular. He's been coming off the bench, and, you know, last year with the departure of Matt Moylan, you know, he becomes the number six. Yeah. He does that this year, and his form's been great. So he's almost just throwing it away.
Yeah. I'll say this, guys. You know, through that process where... you know, Matt Moylan was coming to the back end of his career, and Braden Trindle hadn't really marked himself as a weekly first grader as yet. He'd been playing his trade in the New South Wales Cup. There had been numerous 5/8s and halfbacks shocked to the Sharks, and Sharks coach Craig Fitzgibbon palmed those away and said, "No, we've got a good one in the ranks that I want to stick with and give time for." And I'm just wondering if Braden Trindle realises how fortunate he is that his head coach could have easily gone another way, but backed Trindle to make it in first grade. And what unfolded, you know, in the last 48 hours, I see it as an absolute kick in the teeth to Sharks coach Craig Fitzgibbon.
That's well put. That is well put.
And the cultural standards of which he implements down at the Sharks. Yeah. And to be fair, guys, this is probably the first off-field misdemeanor we've heard at the Sharks since Fitzgibbon became head coach. And I just, as I said, I just think it's a kick in the teeth of which I can only hope is a major turning point in Braden Trindle's career if indeed he gets that second opportunity.
Yeah, if he gets a second opportunity. So just quickly on that one, the drink driving is one thing. If this second sample comes back positive, it's been reported the illicit substance was cocaine. Now, where does that sit with the NRL? So this isn't a WADA test. It's a test done where it will be alleged that he has taken cocaine. Now, how does the NRL deal with this? Now, Ben Barber, it was pointed out to me yesterday, Ben Barber after the grand final tested positive. He never played NRL again, did he?
Yeah, the two differences there, Vossi, was that was an in-house test there for Barber, and of which becomes a part of the strike policy that currently is the process with the NRL. If it does come back positive, and I'm spitballing here, but with background too, if Trindle's illicit drug test comes back positive, I dare say he will be given a strike against his name by the NRL, given that it's been officiated by the police. That remains to be seen. I believe it will just be part of whatever unfolds next for Braden Trindle as far as any suspension is concerned.
That is if he hasn't had the other strikes. We're not to know. We're not to know. I'm absolutely not saying this is a definite.
Knows.
But no one would know if he's had a previous strike. If he has any history here, no one would know.
Yep. No, that's right. That's right. I think the situation here too, guys, is, you know, we can only go on most previous cases. Corey Harawira-Naira went mid-range drink driving in the off-season, received 2-match suspension and a 10-grand fine. Luciano Lua, his issue wasn't open and honest about his infringement and received a several-week penalty. So we can only go on most previous cases, and that's where I believe Trindle will probably sit in that 2 to 6 week bracket. At the same time, guys, I felt it was interesting yesterday where the terminology of the Sharks press release doesn't say that Braden Trindle has stood down, and it is the fact that he has quote unquote decided to take time away from training and playing currently the Sharks. And I think that's interesting to the point where I believe Trindle's actually going to get some help here. Because for everything I said at the start, that's someone that does need help. The fact that he went down, you know, the boxes he ticked in this misdemeanor says that, there could be a deeper issue and that he does need help.
Well, then the perception of people now listening to that, David, would be, well, this isn't his first time. Yeah, you know, that's what people would be thinking. And this is what you have this, when you have this strikes policy, people, tongues wagging, people are left to guess. So Braden Trindle has certainly done himself no favours.
Just on that, Vossi, and this has been a big talking point within the game for a number of years now, and I'm a firm believer it should be declared. Not declared publicly, but certainly within the 17 clubs on when a player does have strikes against their name. Because when they are recruiting, i.e. the Manly Seagulls attempting to recruit a player from St. George Illawarra, they do not know whether they are recruiting a player with a strike against their name and at what risk that comes with, both from a salary cap point of view, from the enormous impact it has on your football club from a sponsorship point of view, the negative press that comes with the potential of a second strike of which the buying club really had no idea that the player had already gone rogue in a previous case. So
that doesn't sound
that's
right.
Where that, there's been a lot of discussion about making it public on when players have had a strike against their name.
Well, certainly the information should be passed on to the club that's buying the player.
Absolutely.
And the NRL would have that advice. Just to finish, just on the text, I can't disagree with this text from Julian. Hey, boys, did Trindle have any other choice than to be open and honest about his incident? Just plain stupid, I'm afraid. Well, that's right. Been pulled over by police. He's not going to cover it up. He's suddenly taken off to the police station.
I'll only say that players have in the past. That's the only difference.
That's true.
Yeah, in the case Luciano.
Of Luciano Lelua. Yeah, fair point. David, have a great day at the Telegraph there on Wednesday. Hump day for some, but not for SEN or the Telegraph.
Hey, guys, who knows what comes today, but in the meantime, go well.
Thanks, Dave. Done. A nice little build-up there. I could see Dave as the warm-up guy in the Sphere in my Vegas extravaganza. I think Dave could do the warm-up up on stage.
I think you've overstepped. I don't know if Dave's doing the warm-up.
Riccio! Hey! You breastfeeding a baby, get out. You know, Riccio up on stage, it'd be controversial. That'd be Riccio.
Yeah.
Then he'd strip the gear off.
Yeah.
We'd just go nude. All right, let's go to break.